the next 60 minutes. Fifi Box in depth, one-on-one with her pals. I spent it
with you. Hi, I'm Lisa Wilkinson.
G'day, I'm Patty Mills.
Hi, I'm Zara Larson.
I'm Samuel Johnson.
Catherine Kelly Lang.
I'm Rebecca Gibney.
This is Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In with Fifi Box. I got you, baby.
At the age of 16, Yelena Dokic became a household name in Australia and across the world because of her tennis ability. For the first time ever, she tells her incredible, explosive story in her new book, Unbreakable. Thank you so much for joining me, Yelena.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Yelena, let's go back to the beginning because already, you know, your life and it got played out in the public eye for such a long time as such a young person, but you came to Australia from Yugoslavia as a refugee. What was that experience like anyway, just as a young person fitting in Australia, not speaking the language?
Yeah, it was tough. Look, I already was a refugee 3 years earlier when we escaped the war. So coming to Australia was kind of another tough situation, another tough life decision. And it was hard and very difficult moments. And we really didn't have much. And we lived in quite, you know, bad conditions.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, it was just we were going for a better life, really, and Australia was it, yeah.
Yelena's with me for the whole hour. We've got lots more to cover, so stick around.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
You're listening to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box. Yelena Dokic's in the studio. So at what age did you start playing tennis, and when did you realise, or your father or any other people in your life realise, oh, she's very good, we've got talent here?
Yeah, I started when I was six, but I was, you know, I was pretty good very, very quickly, and I already played tournaments when I was, you know, seven or eight, and yeah, it was quite quickly, actually, and I was quite talented, and I had quite a drive and quite competitive.
Yeah. And then we've talked about this with you before, the fact that from the outside looking in, so tennis fans, you looked hardened, you looked like, you know, oh, Yelena knows what's going on here. But the truth is you were so young, and 15 and 16. And now through the book, reading, and I won't make you relive it again, but, you know, there are passages and you detail the abuse you suffered at the hand of your father and the lengths he would go to make you, obviously, the player you were, but also quite terrified. How did you, where does the mental strength come from to deal with that sort of abuse and play at the top of your game?
Well, I think it's, you've either got a choice. You're either going to, you know, kind of take it and be strong and go through that. And, I guess you don't, which it was hard because I had so many things that I had to juggle at the same time. You know, he was very difficult and he got obviously a lot of coverage for it. It was out in the media. I had to deal with him on a daily basis behind closed doors.
Yeah.
I also had, you know, certain things that I went through when we came to Australia you know, going through bullying at school. And racism in the tennis community. So it was a lot of things going on. And I think you just from those experiences, you get strong, but you also put up walls and you become this, you know, almost like a really, you know, hard person.
Yeah. And by the way, if you have ever been impacted by domestic or family violence or abuse, call the 1-800 Respect hotline for support. It's open 24 hours a day.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back. I'm Fifi Box. Boxed In with me this week, Yelena Dokic. We saw, and your father's behaviour played out on the front cover of newspapers around the world. So you were obviously ended up being tarnished with that brush a bit because you had to stand by your father. But what did that feel like at that age as a teenager, knowing that everyone was talking about your dad and his behaviour?
It was very tough because actually, you know, I left home when I was 19, which was still quite young, but already the damage was done because for a lot of years, because I got on the tour so young, and we know everything that he did, and he was, you know, very public. And it was hard because I also didn't understand, you know, to the media, it was all quite funny and he was a joke, but it actually really, you know, wasn't funny. And if you could see that he was quite aggressive and out of hand. So that was hard. And I also, you know, he made me, you know, do a lot of things, say a lot of things that I didn't really want to and didn't agree with. And obviously the big one being leaving Australia in 2001 and going to represent another country, which was, the biggest mistake ever and the one that I would, if I had to pick just one out of this whole thing, even the physical abuse, I would like change this one that I left Australia, which I never wanted to do. So it was hard because I was perceived then on everything that he said, he did, and people thought that I was the same way, which actually couldn't be, you know, further from the truth. I was so different to him, and that's why I think I left home, you know, pretty soon, and because it's couldn't deal with, you know, even just his way of thinking.
Yelena is with me for the whole hour. We've got lots more to cover. And if you have ever been impacted by domestic or family violence or abuse, call the 1-800-RESPECT hotline for support. It's open 24 hours a day.
Vivi Box in depth, one-on-one with her pals. This is Boxed In with Vivi Box.
At the age of 16, Yelena Dokic became a household name in Australia and across the world with her tennis skills and everything she contributed to that sport. And for the first time ever, she's telling her incredible, explosive story in her amazing book, Unbreakable.
I have to say, I got a lot of support and the fans were behind me, but, you know, they always sometimes thought I was, you know, arrogant and that I was a brat and some of these, you know, things that I maybe said and did, that was it. That kind of stuck with them. And I never really kind of was able to and got the chance to maybe change people's opinions. And this is also what this book is about. Yeah. There's a lot in there, like from really heavy stuff like, you know, racism, discrimination, the abuse, the heavy depression that I went through and almost committed suicide. But there's also, you know, other things where I, you know, really want people to get to know the real me, which I think they never really got to.
Yeah. No, I think this is already, you know, you talk about changing people's perception. Mm. You've done that immediately. Yelena Dokic is Boxed In. More with Yelena coming up.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
You're listening to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box. Yelena Dokic's in the studio. I think it's very difficult for anyone to understand, and I think we watch sports stars or even Hollywood stars, these young people, and we do judge and we're quick to go, oh, you know, look at them, they've got money or they've got fame. But you're just kids and you're doing it publicly. So I think it's a good lesson for all of us who maybe, you know, watched your dad's behaviour and thought you were complicit in it, did judge you. I think this is a great read for that reason.
Yeah, it's a great read, I think, for a lot of reasons. There's a lot of things people can learn from this, and a quite, you know, tough situation that I went through in every way. And I think a lot can be learned from my, you know, from this, you know, case, and hopefully that, you know, no other kid and not no other person, not just in tennis, but in sport in general and everyday life, hopefully won't go through.
Yeah. When you were growing up with that kind of abuse in your home that no one knew about, do you, and this isn't just for people like yourself who are going through the, you know, the tennis system, but did you think that's the way everybody's father was, or did you think that was, does part of you realize it's wrong at some stage?
Oh, yeah,
as you're
I knew it was
up,
wrong. Yeah, yeah. No, I knew it was wrong. I knew that other, you know, kids don't have this. Yeah, it was, I knew it was, and even though I was, you know, living under his, let's say, control and everything, I knew what was right and what was wrong. And I couldn't understand it because when I really look deep at everything, I actually was quite a good kid. And I was, you know, working hard and, you know, I made a living for my family and I did, you know, everything. And it was never enough, really. And that was the hard thing to take. And he actually, not just that it wasn't enough, he got worse. Yeah. Every year he got worse,
Yelena Dokic is Boxed In. And by the way, if you have ever been impacted by domestic or family violence or abuse, call the 1-800-RESPECT hotline for support. It's open 24 hours a day.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box. Yelena Dokic's here for a chat. Now, let's talk about great things because you're now happily married, living back in Australia.
Not married.
Not married, but we're happily partnered. And living back in Australia. Is it great to be back in Australia?
Yeah, it is. I always loved Australia. I grew up in Sydney and, the few years, obviously, that I wasn't here when that bad, let's call it bad decision was made. I missed Australia. I love Australia and I always have. And I loved always representing Australia. I love the fans. I have the best fans and support here. So, I love it.
And you do. And it's great to know that you know that not only through this book, but you have fans out there. And I think that getting to know you better through this will be a huge eye-opener and just a great read. So I do recommend anyone listening, read Unbreakable by Yelena Dokic.
Thank you.
And just thank you for spending the afternoon
thank
with
you.
Me.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
If you've ever been impacted by domestic or family violence or abuse, call the 1-800-RESPECT hotline for support. It's open 24 hours a day.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.